This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
So I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
Hi, fatty. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. But fat shaming works, you know? And I just wanted to tell you quickly before we start the show about NTT Fitness and NTTNutrition.com. Now, what they do for you is they deliver you handcrafted, perfect micros, perfect macros. You get all your nutrition in one little packet. You stick it in the microwave, or if you're really fancy, you can put it in the oven or an air fryer that you got for Christmas. Everybody loves those. And you can heat it up and you eat it, you put it in your body, and then you push it out the next morning, and then you look good, you feel good. It's as easy as that. Yeah, you got to exercise too, but they can't help you with that. Actually, they can, because I believe they have a gym, but Corona still and all that. But right now, we're just saying NTTNutrition.com. Use code LEVELUP15. You'll get 15% off your first order. Please mention the homemade broadcast at checkout. Yeah, do it. 2021, new year, new you.
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no one admits it, and you say, like, hey, Mike's going to replace somebody, this is going to be, who is it going to be?
I would probably get rid of, I would keep Anna and Will, because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, it was cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough, for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the Homemade Broadcast.
The what podcast?
The Homemade Broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade Broadcast.
The Homemade Podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here, that homemade.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tell me something. You can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage. Living on the go and sleeping in the villa. Sipping from a Grammy. Walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling. Marble on the floors. Peaches out the window. Peeking out the window. Baby in the pool. Godfather goes. Only Lord knows. I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi. Freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock. Wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday. Stretching to the fan. I'm watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes. Phone never own. I don't camera set. I don't compromise. I just penetrate. Money murder, these are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. I got winners on the way. You ain't
without it is the you ain't a ticket on your plate. You ain't homemade broadcast HMB Radio, RadioCP.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome to the program. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Please do follow me over there. Oh my goodness, what a show we got coming up for you this week. I'm trying to figure out the world, man. It's not going great. I can figure it out, and it seems like everything's fake, and it's nothing is real. We're going to get to that in a second, but first I want to say thank you to Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in victory, ysalonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Please go check them out, get your hair cut, take your earnings from GameStop if you have any, and get yourself a nice haircut, because at least, you know, in a world that's rigged against you and every institution will let you die, at least you can look nice on your deathbed. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Go check them out.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
2021 has arrived. We've learned a lot already.
I think we've done a few podcasts in 2021.
I know, but it's every week there's some sort of just history changing thing that goes on.
Like unprecedented, we've never seen before.
Yes.
Yeah, I got
you. Yes. Like the Capitol storming, that's still fresh in everybody's minds. It was so crazy.
And an impeachment of a president that is no longer the president.
Yeah, that's weird.
Double
too.
Impeachment. That's kind of strange.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. The first time that's ever happened. And then this week, a bunch of nerds on the internet managed to pull a fast one on a hedge fund. So I have a little skin in this game. Not much, but a little skin in this game. We had talked about, investing. You know, we're adults. We're going to learn how to invest. We're going
to
learn.
I'm trying to learn.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. Yeah. But we're going to try. We're going to really give her.
I got some Ethereum. I was talking to my dad about it today.
See?
I'm trying to learn about cryptocurrency and blockchain technology.
Good, good. Me too.
I'm trying
as well, and it's not going great. Yeah. But so essentially what happened this week was it was the GameStop revolution. So what happened was, and I'm explaining this to you because we talked just before we started this, and you go, I don't understand.
I'm not going to lie. I probably watched about 3 videos on what went down. I have a little better grasp on it, but it's still not great.
Okay.
So I'm ready to learn from the beginning.
So what, and I don't know anything either. So I might get things wrong. And feel free to lambast me for it on Twitter @home_made_man, or you can call and leave a text or voicemail at 813-693-2124.
We welcome mean messages.
Yeah, yeah, I like
we
them.
We prefer
they're
them.
They're funny.
Yeah,
I'd prefer if they're funny. Anyways, most of them are just mean, but if they're funny too, then that's good. So, okay. So GameStop is, are you familiar with what GameStop
is? Yes, it is. They used to sell video games there and the like.
And the like.
Joysticks.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to explain it to you and you tell me if I'm off base.
Okay.
They would sell video games. They would sell PlayStations. They would sell any type of accessories, maybe headsets.
Yep.
Maybe
yep,
microphones
right.
and stuff.
Yep.
Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I
Beanie
know.
Beanie Babies. DVDs.
<Yes. laughs> I know things. Go on.
But yeah, essentially that in games. And there's a lot of nostalgia that goes along with people who are probably our age and maybe a little younger because they used to go to GameStop and they just have a lot of, nostalgia with
it. Is it an arcade as well?
No. It's just you'd buy games.
You just buy the games.
Yeah, it was just like a video game store.
Okay, never
brick
been
and
to
mortar.
One. Never been to one.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they're still around, but they're not, you know, the business isn't thriving anymore like it used to
right.
just because of online outlets.
Sure.
And I think now, I haven't played PlayStation in 10 years,
right.
but I think now you don't even buy games, that you download them.
Ah, okay.
On the internet.
And you just pay online or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the business isn't doing great. A Wall Street hedge fund, which is essentially just, I don't even really know, a billionaire or a group of billionaires.
Can I
get
be
together.
Honest with you? Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm whispering into the mic, but like I didn't really know what a hedge fund was by definition.
Either. Yeah.
And it's like there's like, I can't even like begin, but apparently they don't have to play by the rules like everybody else.
Well, they're supposed to. Right.
That's not what the YouTube video that was 2 minutes said. Okay.
We learned in 2008 that wasn't the case, that some of these are too big to fail and they were bailed out by the tax dollar.
Right.
And the market is treated like a casino, which if everybody plays by the same rules, then fine. But, you know, these people don't play by the same rules. So this hedge fund got together, and they do these things called short selling. And essentially what it is they borrow stock. They go, look, this stock is going to continue to dip and go right down. I'm going to borrow. Can I borrow this stock? I'll pay. I'll give the stock back to you. And I'm sure they pay whoever the brokers are borrowing it from a fee to do this.
Can I try to finish this? I think I remember it from the YouTube video. Uh-huh. So they buy it.
They don't buy it.
They borrow it. They borrow it. Then with the intention that it's going to keep dropping.
Yes.
And then they sell it back at a lower cost, but then they make the profit, the difference.
So they sell it now. They borrow it and sell it.
But they don't actually own it. They never bought it.
They gamble that this stock is going to continue to go down. Then they buy it back when it continues to dip, and they give it back to the broker.
And they keep the profit. Like a loan. It's a loan that
they
loan
them the stock. Yeah, and they're still on the hook no matter what. They have to give back that stock to whoever they borrowed it from by a certain date.
At the original price.
No, just they have to give it back.
At whatever price it is.
So if they have to buy it back and they have to buy it back higher, well, they lost money and they have to give it back.
But it's a gamble. Okay. It's a gamble. I'm following now. Yep. Okay. This is making sense. Go on.
Reddit, which is, and I don't mean this offensively, but it's a lot of them have autism and are on the spectrum. And I don't mean that. I got yelled at one time for saying
I'm on Reddit. What's your name? Will's on Reddit too.
Yeah. But so they noticed they have this subreddit called Wall Street. Subreddit is essentially
it's like a themed community
online community, yes. And these people with autism get together and they have models and they work it out and they get this information and they combine forces, and they found out that this hedge fund, I think it's Melvin Capital, I think that's the name of it, that they're betting a lot that GameStop is going to continue to dip and go down. And they put billions on the line. They're so sure of this. And this is just weaponized autism, pretty much. They go, hey, you know what? We can combine forces here and screw this hedge fund out of a bunch of money if we buy GameStop stock.
Uh-huh.
And everybody got these checks from the government, $600.
And they just put it into the stock.
And they put it into GameStop, essentially. Billions into GameStop. And this drew, and people just kept... and
it went up like 800%.
More than that, I think. It was a ridiculous amount that it went up. And just because people were buying it. So supply and demand, these basic things. So these hedge funds went, oh my God, uh-oh. And they wiped out, I think it was like $70 billion, I think is what I saw from hedge funds over, and this particular
and
Melvin.
And money goes to the people. Like, a lot of people made money off this.
Yeah, people were posting their screenshots on the Wall Street Bet subreddit.
For families, medical bills.
Millions and millions some of these kids made.
Wow.
22 million. I saw
that's
one.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Some kid posted they paid off his student loan. Mm-hmm. Debt with his profits, that's incredible. And so this happened, and then they decided, I guess, that they were going to make more bets, and they were going to find more things to gamble on. Now, this is where I come in. I didn't know about the GameStop thing. I had been kind of trying to figure this out the best I can, essentially learning by doing, because I tried to read up on this stuff.
That's how you have to do it.
And I just don't have the IQ for it or whatever it is. So I decided, okay, I'm going to start investing in things that the coronavirus hit. So I'm going to invest in Carnival Cruise Lines. I'm going to invest in AMC movie theater. Because I had a feeling that those things will come back, or they'll get bought, and or I might lose my money, you know, potentially. But it's not enough where I would be like, oh, my God, I'm bankrupt. You
sure.
Know, this is just like... beer money.
Disposable income.
Yeah, yeah. So AMC was one of the things that I bought when it was $1.90 a share. And I looked the other day earlier this week, and I wake up one morning and it's at $18 a share all of a sudden. I'm going, oh my God.
Now again, let me ask, as someone who knows nothing about any of this, when you see that, should you sell right away? Or your thought is probably, should I hold out to see if I can make
more? Well, that's a gamble. And I don't really know the answer. I ended up selling it because I figured that something funky was going on. And but potentially it could have been a GameStop scenario where it goes up to hundreds of dollars a share, so, and then I'd be kicking myself for selling.
Did you? So you did sell?
I sold. Yeah, I sold because I'm a wuss, and I was like, well, this is, you know, hundreds of dollars that I made off of this thing. This is great. And then I'm looking and I'm researching where to go next. And there's internet resources for this. There's that Wall Street Bet subreddit. There's Discords, which is like a same theory as the subreddits. And these kids with autism talk about what the next move is. They have this capital now, and now they're going after
hedge funds. Looking to them for direction.
Yeah. Well, they're going after hedge funds, and they're going to, I mean, there's a lot of anger and that I have too. And I think populist movements in this country have on the left and the right of, we really got screwed in 2008, and maybe it's time, like, we can, the democracy, the people have come together, and we're going to take out some of these hedge funds. And I liked it because I'm a dissident. So I was like, all right, let's go after the elite. Let's get them.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, Nokia was supposed to be the thing that they were going after tomorrow. Nokia stock was going to jump. So I dumped all that AMC money into Nokia under the impression.
Can I ask how much it was?
Hundreds of dollars.
More than three?
About that.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not, we're not talking like, I'm not losing my ass here, but, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll be a thousandaire by the end of the day tomorrow. Yeah. That would be great.
Okay.
And so they pulled the plug to this morning, Robinhood. And all these colluders, E-Trade.
Citadel?
Citadel does the trades for Robinhood.
Okay.
Now, it just the irony of being called Robinhood, where you take from the rich and give to the poor, that old story.
Yeah, it's ironic.
And then rigging the game, quite literally.
Now, hold on. I was listening to a lot of Dave Portnoy today, so obviously I'm an expert because he's a day trader.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying that the big hedge funds had the opportunity, not the opportunity, but they still had the ability to buy and sell, and that the little retail investors could only sell and not buy.
They would not let you buy any more shares of Nokia or AMC or GameStop today.
Okay.
The average person. And I guess the theory on their end was this is stock manipulation. But in order to combat the manipulation of the stock, they manipulated the stock market and your conduit to buy stock, and it didn't allow you to democratize. We've been told that democracy is the American virtue that we should all hold and regard. And then when we used it to go after a hedge fund, all of a sudden it's hate speech. I saw these journalists from Mother Jones, one guy from The Hill, talk about basically comparing it, these subredditors, these nerds, to the people who stormed the Capitol, essentially. And they're saying that, yeah,
but
not...
they didn't do anything illegal.
No!
No, they
it's
just
total, it's a market.
Together.
They banded together and showed what a group...
Question, just because I need you to break it down for me, because I don't understand, you know, completely. Did the GameStop thing happen first, and then the Robinhood thing was a reaction to that?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, GameStop, I guess, has been going for a week or so.
It started getting crazy. But even I think about like a week and a half ago, it was like $3, $4.
Yeah, it might have been longer than that. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe
about when it started.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has been relatively new, and these, you know, I don't want to bring politics into it, but you know, our current president now has taken more money from Wall Street than any other president in history. And you have to wonder if some of these people that donated to him made some phone calls and said, you need to do something about this because we're going to lose our ass here.
I saw like, I think it was like 142 million was what they call, that was donated to him. His campaign was called dark money.
Dark
like they
money.
Didn't know who
where,
the donors
where
were.
Exactly it
right.
came from.
And you don't, and apparently if you're from certain groups and stuff, certain lobbyist groups, I suppose, apparently, it can be anonymous money, which is kind of dangerous. Because don't individual people go to jail for that? For bribery, essentially?
Yeah.
Like, Dinesh D'Souza went to jail or prison for that.
He donated too much money to a candidate. Yeah.
And right. But if you're a lobbyist, you can donate millions of dollars, and you're anonymous, so nobody knows who did it, and therefore you're protected.
Because you're under some sort of invisible corporation.
It's ridiculous.
The whole thing is fake. Like I said it as a semi joke, but every institution is phony, and it only exists because we believe in it. And you know, when you believe in a system, which I think that these kids on Reddit did and do, you can hack systems, you know, computer systems, whatever. You can find ways to benefit from them, which is what Wall Street people on Wall Street have been doing for many years. They do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They collude and they go, yeah, we think this stock's going to go down, and then they insure it.
Yeah. Can I ask another dumb question?
Uh-huh.
So like, say GameStop, right? GameStop, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Say it's now like it went up to like $400 a share. Like who are, and obviously if you bought a bunch for like $3 and then it all went up, who is buying it for $400? Is it, you think it's going to go up even more?
Yeah.
Because obviously at a certain point, everybody wants to sell. Mm-hmm. But if everybody is selling, who is buying is my question.
Well, they said don't sell, hold. Because it's going to keep going up. It's supply and demand.
When people do sell, then your inclination is to buy right away. Because obviously you think you're going to make money off of it, right?
Like, right. Okay. So that's what I did. Like I bought AMC when it was low because I had a feeling that it would come back.
Yeah.
And this was before even AMC was on the radar to try to short sell that stock. And I just assumed it would be a long-term investment for me. It's more like a savings account. Is how I was looking at it.
Can I ask another dumb question?
Mm-hmm.
So say you're on Robinhood and you want to sell. It's not like you have to wait around for a seller or anything. You
sell it to the market, yeah.
You sell it to the market.
Make the shares available.
So they have to buy it? Is that it?
I don't think it has to because I actually tried to sell my AMC stock earlier in the morning and it wouldn't let me. It said the market rejected your sale. And I was like, no, I want to sell it. And then it finally took it. So I don't know if that was an error in the app or, but they did eventually let me sell it and I cashed out. And then like I said, I saw the Nokia was the next thing. So I bought Nokia and those gains are gone today. Those little bit of gains, that few $100 that
to
I was
zero?
Riding. Yeah, it's pretty much back to zero. Yeah.
All right.
I bought this stock, this pot. Stock that was supposedly going
like up marijuana,
yeah, and it was cheap and that was supposed to be the thing that was chatter on the internet, and I was watching it go up. Now I'm up 40-60 bucks and then they stopped letting people buy it and it went right back down. So I lost all that. I'm just so frustrated. I had a feeling that this was the case, but to get it really confirmed where there's really no way to get ahead in these things. It's a lie. It's not even a casino. A casino is better because at least they're playing by the rules there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody's playing by the same. You know that the games are not rigged in your favor. In fact, quite the opposite. However, you get lucky sometimes.
Yeah. To quote Dave Portnoy, who, again, is my financial advisor, was saying that it's basically like the way that they rigged it was like if you were playing football and you just completed the fourth down and then they just decided to add two more downs.
Two more downs, yeah.
And he's saying you're changing the rules of the game. And obviously that's not fair. And for the first time in a very long time, you're seeing a lot of bipartisan support for these individual retail investors. Like I saw that Ted Cruz and AOC actually agreed on something, which was kind of cool.
Which they have a few times in the past. AOC squashed that really fast, though, because she said that, well, you tried to get me killed last week.
Oh, okay.
And she blames him for the Capitol.
All right. Well, it was short-lived, but it was nice to see.
Yeah. And, you know, there's populism on both sides of the aisle. And it's really frustrating, you know, hearing my friends talk about this stuff because I'm going, see, I told you. I even called early in the morning on Wednesday morning. I said that corporate press is going to start calling these kids Nazis. And I freaking called it. 2 hours later, this was the Mother Jones author. Telegram chatter says that Nazis are buying GameStop stock. I said, guys, I'm telling you, I could see the Matrix. I could see it all. And you know, they're more concerned with, they're just so proud that Janet Yellen is a lady. And she's
Secretary of Treasury?
Yeah, and she's the Secretary of Treasury. Like, these are the things that they care about. Another guy, you know, he sent me that's the George Carlin bit where it's a big club and you ain't in it type thing. I've seen it before. It's very true.
Yeah, is it an animated thing? Set to animation, because my father sent me.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it might have been. I didn't even click on it. I just knew what it was. And I've heard it before. And it's so true. That is very true. They called it way back then. And then I hear him, the same guy, post a tweet about how left-wing revolutionaries are challenging hedge funds and right-wing ones are storming the Capitol and taking selfies. I just go, that's just not what's happened. Like, that's, you're not, you poked your head above the clouds and saw what happened, and then you dipped right back down.
Yeah, yeah.
And made it into this other side's my enemy, and it's not true.
Yeah.
And Dave Smith from Legion of Skanks, and he has the Part of the Problem podcast, like libertarian. He had a great theory about how this, you know, woke critical race theory stuff started, and I think he's absolutely right after seeing this happen. In 2007 or 2008, whenever Occupy Wall Street was, where it was people, white people, black people, every people, gay people, all came together and went on Wall Street and said, we want your money. Like, you're taking advantage of us and we've had enough.
Yeah.
And we'll kill you if you don't give us some of your money or give us our money back. And I remember seeing the images of.
I remember the movement. I don't really know exactly what happened.
Well, it's just people got together and organized, much like the kids on Reddit did.
What was the skirmish over? How were they stealing their money?
That they just were aware of the income inequality in America, and they blamed Wall Street for that. Okay. And they watched Wall Street get bailed out when...
Okay, it was the bailout. That's what it was.
And yeah, and while normal people didn't.
Right, right, right.
And that's where Obama said that they're too big to fail. You know, we have to have them. I don't see why, but there's always somebody there to pick up the pieces. Yeah, it would be temporarily, we'd be hurting, but people rebuild when something collapses. And they just, you know, Obama bailed them out. And
were the ones that caused the problem in the first place, right?
Yeah,
in terms of like the
that's way above my pay grade. I've seen The Big Short movie, and that's supposedly a pretty accurate account of what happened. I don't even know, honestly. But Wall Street is certainly no angels, and you know, people were mad, and they said, "We're not going to let you do this. We'll kill you." And then all of a sudden, shortly after that, there's a metric that I saw that. Right around then, 2009, 2010, this blow up of this race theory and gay rights and everything, just articles in corporate press went sky high through the roof. That's all they were talking about all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We're all kind of on the same page with income inequality.
It's weird that the people wanted to go after Wall Street when the government bailed out Wall Street. You'd think that they would target the government for doing that and not Wall Street for being the recipients.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
you
would.
You all both. I mean, they're both in cahoots with each other, certainly.
Sure, sure. But I mean, like, get mad at the government for allowing it to happen, you know, greenlighting it. But whatever.
Yeah. Certainly a strategy. So,
critical race theory and everything.
All this stuff came up right around then, and if you notice now, even on Twitter, you see every day Logitech had a thing that women of color are not involved in the environmental movement, and this lady is changing, and it's an ad with a black lady that's an environmentalist. And they just, it's just weird that this is what these companies are focusing on, and it's worked. It's totally divided the masses. We're so separated now. Everybody hates everybody based on their skin color or what gender they are.
So you're saying that this is kind of like a decoy, so that we're focused on all the stuff that really doesn't matter.
Yes.
And behind the scenes, the real criminals are at play, and they got to keep their money, and no one's saying anything about
it. And all they do is they make some commercial with a black lady and an environmentalist, and they go, oh, they're good.
Yeah, one of our favorite people on the planet, Tim Dillon, was kind of talking about this on a recent podcast about how the left and the right, they love the binary. And the left kind of loves the right, and the right kind of loves the left, because they give each other oxygen and a reason to exist. Mm-hmm. And he said that he being Tim, who's kind of nuanced and says, well, I kind of see, you know, your point. I kind of see your point. Maybe something in the middle. He said that both of the binaries really hate him, and he gets a lot of
because
he's effing up the binary.
Right.
Because if your identity is a rah-rah Trumper is that you hate the left, and your identity as someone who hates the right is that they need to exist so that you are a freedom fighter, or you know, you're for equality or equity or whatever. So without the enemy. You lose your identity without Trump. You lose your identity without the Proud Boy, whatever it may be. So you need the other side to exist, which was kind of interesting.
And yeah, that's definitely just programming too, where if you're not, it's really basic, like Boolean code. If not this, then this. That's the only options there are. So if I talk to people, and if I push back on their person, then I'm the other thing. And then it's a fight. So you're right. You're like the enemy of everybody. Everybody hates you. Right. That's how I feel
you're
like
messing
I
up
am.
The dichotomy.
Right. Right. So it's very frustrating. And I've just been so in the dumps with this thing. Like, thank God that I don't really have anything to lose. But I know some people lost their butt or losing their butts right now. It's still an ongoing thing. Who knows? You know what will happen? I heard that some of these companies are opening trading again to these stocks that are out there. So I don't know, maybe something will happen and things will be righted. But
well, let me ask another dumb question. So they were not allowing retail investors to buy. You could only sell.
You can only sell.
But then if you can only sell, you can make your money, right? Or how is that?
Well, this
if you could only buy and
it's
not
only
sell.
It's only going up because people are buying, because retail buyers are buying. So okay. It's going down.
Okay. I got it.
So you're most likely going to be selling at a loss.
So if you can't buy, then you're losing money.
If other people can't buy,
then it brings down the stock, which it did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I lost all my profit that I made from that AMC. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, let's look at like GameStop that mm-hmm. that has already gone down.
Like I would, yeah, it did earlier. By the time this comes out, it's going to be way different, so it's probably not even relevant to look it up. But yeah, I mean, it went down about 50%, and then some of these apps and brokerships are opening it back up. So this is a war of contrition. Some people are just holding on to the stock and not selling it. The Melvin hedge fund or whatever said that they're done. They sold out of their position in the company. They could be lying though. So people sell and then they buy it back and minimize their losses. So I don't know. It's a big lie. And, it's just shocking how, you know, I just use the democracy, analogy that this has been so important to people in press. And this is all this is. Robin Hood's, and their damn Twitter bio says democratizing the stock market. It's not at all. Democracy is a sham. It only benefits, that people are a fan of democracy only if it results in outcomes that benefit them. If it doesn't, then they don't like democracy.
Sure.
And they claim to when it's convenient for them. And it's happened with the elections too. When Trump won, nope. You know, it was a Democratic election. No, no, we got to get him out of there. They begged the electors in the Electoral College not to vote for him and pleaded. And now when Trump did the same thing in this past election, he's a traitor. It's treason. And I just can't. The inconsistency just doesn't settle with me.
What do you think the recourse is or should be for the people that were manipulating it so that retail investors couldn't buy?
Jail.
Right?
Should be in jail. Yeah.
It's a criminal offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that will happen?
No. No, it won't, because
their defense? What is the defense? I mean, there is none.
I saw that there's a class action lawsuit against Robinhood today that got filed. I just think when you're in a position where you're that wealthy, as we've learned, well, Jeffrey Epstein is dead, in quotes, I'm going to say.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that. Do you know that Ghislaine Maxwell asked that her case be, or the jury be thrown out because there wasn't enough people of color on the jury?
No.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They use these, I'm telling you, they use these things to their benefit. It's a big psyop, man. Like, I don't want to sound like a...
Is that just to buy time, or...
I don't know. She wanted to
Why would she think that black or brown people would be more favorable?
She doesn't. She doesn't. She just wants to have some sort of empathy, and
No, she wants sympathy from other
sympathy,
people.
Sympathy, right.
By saying, oh, look at her, she's, like, culturally woke even yeah. though she was trafficking
some people
girls.
On her team.
Like, you know, like, we were talking about, like Jeffrey Dahmer, who, like, killed an 8 black men. He was like, I wasn't racist. I was actually attracted to them. I'm not racist. I'm just a murderer. Like,
they did a documentary on him, and he called the filmmaker from prison and said, "Hey, listen, I just want you to know that I'm not racist. Like, I killed black people because that's where I lived. I lived in a black neighborhood.
And he was attracted to black men.
Yeah. So, he's like, I'm not racist. Yeah. He wanted to make that very clear. It really is the worst thing that you can be, you know, even back then and
even
now.
Even worse than a cannibalistic murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's bonkers. So, there's going to be no punishment for this. Robin Hood might get whacked with some sort of penalty to show, like, oh, look, we did something to be, $100 million or something, but it'd really be nothing in the grand scheme of things. I'm just so, like, everything's fake. 2021, all institutions are against you, and they're fake, and you can't get ahead. It sounds really black-pilled, and I don't want to be, but I think there's other things you can do. You know, I thought it was kind of neat that these kids were able to hack this system and use it to their advantage, but...
Zach, go away.
Yeah, sorry about that. But...
Do you think that things like this, because I think that this is usually a time when you get kind of bogged down and you think the system, or not think, but you realize the system is rigged, or it's a reminder that the system is rigged and it's hard for the little guy to get ahead. I feel like now, and when things like this happen, is a good time to dial it in and really appreciate, like, the minutiae of life. Does that make sense? Like, you're like, yeah, it's rigged. Democracy's fake. You know, voting doesn't change anything. But I'm excited for the Super Bowl and hate to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
true.
That's kind of where my mind goes. I'm like, listen, at least I can go out for a run on the street. And, you know, we're not, we're in Florida, so we're lucky. Things are wide open and I can hang out with my friends and I have good people in my life. Like, I feel like when I get bogged down by the big stuff, I think it's more beneficial for you mentally to kind of dial it in and go, let me appreciate the smaller things that I have in my life. I don't know if that sort of approach helps you, but it helps me.
It does. If you have time to be upset about something, then you have time to improve yourself. And that's really all you have is yourself in this life. You can go exercise. You can go read a book. You can, watch something funny.
You don't have to put like a cotton swab in your butt.
In your anus.
Like China.
To
detect coronavirus, which is the biggest troll ever. And props to the Chinese government. Can I tell you, I watched this documentary on China recently. And they were like a mostly agrarian, like third world country, like in the 60s.
Yeah.
And like, it's incredible the amount and the acceleration of like what, not only pre-internet, but especially in the 1990s when the internet hit, like how fast their GDP was rising. And they're supposed to overtake us as an economic world power, according to the graph I saw, by 2025, which is in 4 years, right? Is it weird that when I was watching this, I mean, I think the Chinese government is disgusting and they probably released this virus, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But I was like low-key proud of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they did some pretty incredible, they killed their own people, I get it, but you have to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, Will.
Yeah,
let a
million flowers bloom, right?
Kind of. I was feeling weirdly like proud of them, like they worked hard and like accomplished goals. they're goal setters, and they accomplished it.
Well, that's what happens when people do. There's a lot of power in.
There's no regulation,
but just a collective, like the Wall Street Bets kids did. They had a collective. Reddit kids. They had a focus, and they went after it, and they did it. Really. Mm-hmm. And the only way it stopped was the government and interfering and saying you can't do this anymore, changing the rules.
Right, right. I mean, that's a little bit different because that was of their own volition, whereas like people in China were forced to make
just
buildings and factories and stuff. But nevertheless, like I just it was just a weird feeling to be like, I hate you, China, but also like that's pretty. pretty cool.
Pretty good.
It's a pretty good job.
No, you're right. You're right. There is something to be said for it. I mean, it is sort of evil, I think. And I,
most
you know,
definitely.
China is poised to kind of take over that world leader spot because they don't have the American tradition. And you see press trying to squash it now that's saying that individualism is selfish. I saw a New York Times article on that, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, that stuff. And I think it might be just because they, maybe the deep state, the people who are in control, understand that we're going to have to be one unit
in order to defeat China. You have to become China.
Yeah.
I heard that as well, especially when it comes to like surveillance state and stuff like that.
Yep.
In order to beat them, you have to become them and be better at them at their own game.
Yeah.
So
otherwise, it's just going to be China just takes over everything, which might be the future. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's scary to think about, but it's going to be an interesting few years to see what happens. If we have the ability to read this time in history, what the history books say about this time will be unique, I think. Just the behavior seems to be end of empire type of behavior with things that are going on and things that people are concerned about now.
What was like the longest, I mean, I know you're not a historian, but what was like the longest lasting empire that was like a global superpower? Like, and we could put like, you know, like Roman Empire in there, the UK, Navy, maybe like the Mongolians during the time of
There was a bunch.
Genghis Khan.
I mean, but they typically last a few hundred years, and that's about it. And then
I think the Roman Empire lasted maybe like a millennium.
I don't think it was that long. No,
I don't really. Again, I don't know history, but I definitely feel like you can put the U.S. in there.
Yeah, we did pretty good. I think America has outpaced most. You know, in that point. But now we're getting into terms where potentially they could last forever just because of technology that's able to kind of monitor people. And it's kind of scary.
Do you think we're imploding because of infighting? You know?
Yeah. 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 And I think a lot of it is from outside interference like China and Russia. But Russia's rioting right now. You know, China could maybe. I know there are some people in Hong Kong and they have a very singular mindset. But who knows? I mean, maybe if they rose up and demanded freedom. They just don't know what freedom is.
Right. Really. You know, it's funny because during like the Middle Ages, right, the medieval times, infighting was detrimental to the growth of a nation, right? So you had a lot of infighting with like the Hundred Years' War, which was really 116. Yes, I know it was between England and France, but whatever, let's say in terms of Europe, right? And that's what the Crusades was really about, is like, let's take this fighting overseas, please. Let's band together and try to spread Catholicism or Christianity, right? They wanted to get it off their land, and then the infighting kind of subsided because then we were united against another enemy, which was people that you're trying to convert, whatever, the savages in Mesopotamia, whatever. But it seems like now infighting benefits the powers that be, right? Because if they're focused on fighting with each other, they're going to be completely blind to the fact that there's so much more corruption going on above their heads. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how that there was divide kind of a bait and
conquer.
Switch.
Divide and conquer has always been a wise strategy, too. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, your enemies to power are your the class that you rule over. So, you know, you're a threat to that power. And it is a white pill, I would say, to see what those kids at Wall Street Bets were able to do when they focus their motivations and their collectiveness, and they were a laser beam, and they cut out $70 billion from the ruling class.
Yeah,
that's impressive. And I don't know if they'll be able to do it again or if they'll, but there's always a way. There's always a way to hack the system. I think this is, at the end of the day, this is a technology problem, and the good thing about that is technology can fix those problems. So you're going to
be the source of them.
And also be the source. So you're going to have hackers, that people that know the system better than the people who made the system. There's always some kid in a basement that knows it even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm semi-optimistic and also very troubled by this week. It was such a big event, and who knows what will happen next
week. Who knows? Get a pizza, dial it in, be excited that you live in Florida and it's sunny outside.
Go Bucks.
Bye, guys.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter, home_made_man for myself and On a Hummel Radio. Same with Instagram. I hope you all have a good week. Don't let it get you down, man. The man is going to be the man, and there's just nothing you can do about it. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Will Kuntz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Stay tuned. If you're listening over there, Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thank you. Please do tell a friend about it. Share the stuff. Retweet it, all that. home_made_man 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Will Kuntz, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. Bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.